T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for us to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. It's brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. We could use a few cups of that today. Skip, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You call me Skip.
Do you feel old now?
Things have changed.
You feel old.
It used to be AC, Alex. Yeah. Now the Skip. Nah,
yeah. 3-9.
He's 3-9. What do you expect? 3-9.
Yeah.
All right, listen, let's get right to it. You told us in spring training, we were kind of surprised at it, that you're not a believer in turning the page. And we talked about it and compared it to the Patriots. You just wanted to pick up where you left off. So based on the start, and there seems to be a lack of focus, because it's not just your starting pitching. There are a lot of mental errors being made by your team. Do you have to rethink that approach, or do you do something different here?
No, we just need to start pitching and play better baseball. I'm a big believer of what I said in spring training, what I went through in the offseason. And, you know, different coaches coach different ways, you know. It just happened that, you know, in my first year, good things happen, and I learned from it right away. Obviously, I'm still learning. This is my second season, but I'm very convicted. I have a lot of conviction in the things that I believe in, and, you know, it's just 3-9. That's it. You know, I know it doesn't look great. It's a bad start, but at the same time, I know the talent that we have. I know that pitching is going to get better. You know, if you tell me over 166 games this is going to happen, I'll pack my things and go home. But I do believe, like, right now, you know, our pitching is going to carry us throughout the season, and that's the key for us, you know. Get us going pitching-wise.
Isn't it more than that, though? I mean, we're seeing a lot of mistakes. The stolen base, stolen home the other day. There seems to be just so many mistakes being made out there. This is so uncharacteristic, because you're right, this is an extremely talented team.
I do feel that inning, you know, I played in the big leagues for 13 years. I've been managing for a year and a week. And Luke can tell me, how many times have you seen a team doing a hit and run with first and second and one out?
With their best hitter.
How many times?
I don't see it.
And in the same inning, somebody steals the plate.
Well, I tell you what, I did say that
it was out of character. Gallup, you know, honestly, it was out of character. I understand that we have to be better. The running part of it is kind of like when I came here after the Houston series. You know, the Houston year.
Right.
I knew a little bit about what they felt uncomfortable with, but I was surprised not too many people tried it in 2017 during playoffs, and we did it right away. You know, we were like, we're going to run. And if you start looking at our pitching staff and the people that we have in the bullpen, you have to actually put pressure on people, you know, and they've done it. They've done it. You know, they've done it so far. It happened in Seattle. It happened in Oakland. It happened here now. And that's on us now. You know, we have great catchers, great throwing catchers, but if you don't give our catchers a chance to throw people out, they're going to be safe. So we need to find a way to slow it down. One thing that helps slowing down the running game of the opposition is having the lead. When you have the lead, teams don't try to do all this stuff. As you can see with us, offensively, what we did last year, we were running, we were hitting running, but we were up 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. We were trying to actually push the envelope and make them feel uncomfortable, because there's nothing you can do now against us. But when you have the lead, that's what happens.
Okay, so just first impressions on mine, because we haven't seen you in a while. You're 3-9. You know, just quick story. So when I'm flying, I hate to fly. And if I see the stewardess freaking out, like, I know I need to worry if there's a lot of turbulence.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's turbulence and they're just, you know, walking up and down, hey, can I get you something to drink? I'm fine. Once I see them strap themselves in, I'm like, okay, I should probably worry now.
Yeah.
So you walk in, you got a great attitude, okay, you're high-fiving, this is great. I'm wondering, is that just who you are, or is that, okay, listen, I need to show my players that I'm not worried so they don't get worried. I'm not worried about it, so you guys shouldn't worry about it.
That's who I am. Even last year when the thing was great, whatever, I didn't believe the hype. You know, I know there's more important things, and this is more life. This is who I am. I learned a few years ago that this is just a game. And I understand how big the game is here in the city that we play. But, you know, I come here, nobody's going to take the joy out of me. You know, I love the game. I love what I do on a daily basis, regardless of the results. Sometimes, I mean, it's not fun, you know, in the fact that, yeah, we want to get going and we start playing better. But this is who I am. This is who I am. I'm going to come here every day, prepare, ready to go, put the players in a position they're going to be successful. I don't think my body language in the dugout is different now than in game 5 or 4 of the World Series. I got a job to do, and the job is to win ball games. But at the same time, I put everything in perspective, and I understand it's 162 games. Just like I told the guys the other day, we were, 1-5? I don't even know what it was. I say, remember last year when we were, 6-1? We didn't believe the hype, so don't believe this either. You know, this is going to even out. We're going to get back to this. How soon is on us, obviously. We need to pitch better. That's the bottom line. When we start pitching better, things are going to start changing.
You mentioned that hit and run, first and second. It was unique. You don't see it. But what I didn't like, look, miscommunication. Pedroia and Devers both covering. You know, yeah. To me, it is one of them covers, right? We're not all losing our ground. And mm-hmm. That's part of it. You know, the communication, the outfield, you got gold glove outfielders. You don't see that much. Just a few things. Last year, you guys made teams play, basically your tempo. I mean, they were just chasing you the whole time. This year, as a viewer, as a fan, it does look like you won the World Series last year, and your team is expecting to roll the balls out there and just win.
I don't think that's the case. I know we have to pay attention to details, and that's something that I believe in. At this level, you win 81. You know, you show up, you're going to win 81 games. The difference between the 500 teams and the rest of the league, the guys that win 94, 95, 100, 108, is the games that you can still pay attention to details. That you're going to win paying attention to details. And last year, we did an outstanding job, you know, running when we have to, hitting the cutoff guy, covering the right base, you know, making the pitch at the right moment, you know, not pitching to contact when we needed a strike, all that stuff, you know, that's part of the game. And so far, we haven't done that. And like I said, in I think it was Seattle, Oakland, I said, hey, that's on the coaching staff. We have to do a better job, keep teaching the game, keep preaching the game, and the principles that I believe, you know, that got us through the season last year. We got to get back to that.
So physically in camp, right, everybody understands what these guys gave you, you know, in October. Physically, you want to take it easy on some guys. If I said mentally they weren't ready to start, would that be fair or no?
I don't know, because last year it was the same program.
They were motivated because people were saying, these guys can't win in the postseason.
Well, we're motivated to do something that nobody has done in a while. You know, we've been talking about this from day one. I mean, the Yankees are the last team that repeated mm-hmm. in, what, yeah. 98, 99, whatever. So that's motivation, you know. And I do think that's what we want. That's all they talk about 2 days ago when we got the rings. I think the goal is there. It's just that we're not playing good baseball, you know. It's plain and simple. You pitch, you catch the ball, you run the bases, you hit, you win ball games. We haven't done that.
We're talking to Alex Cora. Let's get to Chris Sale. And mm-hmm. we're trying to figure out what's going on. And there seems to be kind of mixed signals. Now, it makes sense when you talk about managing him, because you need him in September, you need him in October, and that's been a problem over the last couple of years. So it seemed like you and Dana Lavance were a little bit defensive last week when people were asking, what is the program, what is going on? And then you came out on Wednesday and revealed that he was sick between the two starts. Well, that made a lot of sense that maybe he's throwing the ball 88. So can you clarify what's going on with Chris Sale? Was it because he was sick that he was 88, or is it by design that you want the velocity to come down right now and take away the wear and tear in the arm?
We don't want the velocity to be down, you know. We understand the progress. And last year, if you look at his velocity before the Texas start, then when all of a sudden he's throwing 97, 98, it was around 92, 93, some 94s, hit 97. We haven't seen that. Well, we did the last one, the last inning, he decided, you
95.
Know what, 95, you know, like he didn't like the fact that they were running him and they stole the play, and he's like, okay, here we go. The one in Oakland, that's what happened, you know, and Chris is a guy that he doesn't like to talk about what happened with him.
So you were protecting him?
I was protecting him. Okay. That's my job.
Okay.
The last one, I do feel the off-speed pitch is not there. The slider is not there. You can see it. He's been inconsistent throughout the three starts. In Oakland, he used the changeup a lot. He got a lot of fly balls, and he survived for 6 innings. And what a way to survive, you know, 1 run in 6 innings. But in the last one here, he made some good pitches down and in to righties. But all the singles were like something up and away. I mean, he didn't get crushed. You know, he didn't get hit hard. If you look at the way the inning went, it was a ground ball that went through because they took off, a ground ball in the hole. It was five singles, you know, so it wasn't the home run thing. But if you look at the whole thing, velocity was a little better, 91, 92, a few 95s. But the slider, it hasn't been consistent. And when he gets that slider, that's when he becomes the pitcher that we know he can do. He can become. And everybody talks about velocity. I do feel it's more about the off-speed stuff because that slider is the best in the game when he's right.
So when one of your best players, leader in the clubhouse, at least from the outside, and seems like one of the most outspoken guys that people would want to follow, when he says that he's as lost as he's ever been, what's that conversation manager to player? What are you doing to convince him that the world is not ending?
No, he knows that world is not ending. It's just about working in the next few days for him to get back to, delivery-wise. He's been fighting his delivery, the three starts. That's out there. So he needs to get back to it, and that's
Do you just stay away from him?
No, with
like
him.
It's like a pitcher with a no-hitter, just don't talk
to
him?
No, we talk. Yeah. We talk, and he just walked in, and we talk a little bit. We actually talked after the game the other day, Mr. Henry and Dave, they were in my office, and we gave him the ring, He was in the bullpen the whole time.
There, that's right.
And he's like, at least I got something positive to take to the house, And the thing with Chris, he's he's very accountable, and very transparent. And he'll tell you when he's good, he'll tell that his teammates did an outstanding job. And when he's not good, he takes the blame. And that's what you want from teammates, from your players.
So offensively, last year, obviously, you want the aggressive approach. Mookie's leading off. Stay away from the edges, pound the ball in the middle of the plate. Do you feel like you're executing that, or is this just a week of, the first week goes, players just trying to feel things out?
I think we've been swinging a lot, but in the edges of strike zone.
Yeah.
We face three pitching staff that live and die in the edge, and we haven't been disciplined enough as far as like looking pitches in the middle of the plate and do damage with it. It seems like we're 0-1, 0-2. We're behind in games. We haven't had that inning that, we score three, we get a shutdown inning, we come back, let's add on. We haven't had that the whole season. And sometimes as an offense, you put pressure on yourself and you start trying to manage the game the way you think is a team game. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they just scored three. Well, let me take a few pitches because I have to slow it down for our starters, And we live in an era that 0-1 is kind of like being 0-2 when we play, and it's not easy to hit when you're behind in the count. And it seems like we've been behind in the count a lot this season, so far. But that's going to change. I do feel that when we have that shutdown inning and we have a chance to add to the lead, the guys are going to get, a little bit looser, and we can do other stuff. We can hit and run. We can steal. We can put pressure on the opposition. And when we do that, I always say when we play fast, we're very tough to beat. But right now, we haven't been able to do that offensively because pitching-wise, we haven't been there.
All right, so it's obvious there's no sense of panic. You can hear it in your voice. You're calm, you're cool, you're collected with all of this. I was amazed at this, and it is early. We've been saying this every single day. But I was amazed to look at the numbers. Teams that were under 500 in the month of April, only like 6% of them have gone on to win the World Series or make the playoffs, which is amazing to me. So is there a sense of urgency that maybe by the next few weeks, by the end of April, you can't be playing 300, 250 baseball? You've got to be there maybe at that 500 mark.
I mean, I think you just take it one game at a time. Today we got a chance to not lose the series. Then we have a series against the Orioles. Let's start winning series. That's the way you have to put it. If you look back the last 2 years, I think the Dodgers – they play in the World Series. At one point, they were, what?
10 games under
10 games
year.
Under 500.
Like in June, I think,
and
right?
2 years ago, the same thing. And 3 years ago, the same thing. I'm not saying we're the Dodgers, but it's possible. It's just a matter of us playing. We know we play in a tough division. Everybody talks about the Yankees, but we know about the Rays, the way they play last year, mm-hmm. and what they have talent-wise. Forget about the start. It doesn't matter. I mean, last year, at one point, we were 15-2, and then when we were in Minnesota, we were in second place because the Yankees went on their run, and they were 15-2 at one point. But, the Blue Jays, it's a different team. The Orioles are a different team. It's not anymore the just sit back, two men on and hit homers. They're going to put pressure on people. We're facing two teams that are a lot different. So the division is a lot tougher than last year. We didn't come out of the gates playing the way we wanted. We're 3-9. We know that. I think that's the most important thing. We know where we're at. You know, it's not like we're showing up and like, okay, we'll get him in a week. We'll get him in 2 weeks. No. We need to be better. But we do feel we're going to be there. We're going to play better baseball. It starts with pitching. We got the right guy today. I think on a nightly basis, when I come to the ballpark, when you put that pitcher in the lineup card, you're like, yeah, today's the day. Today's the day. It's Nate today. It's the next guy tomorrow. It's the next guy, and they're going to give us a chance to win. That's why I feel that he's going to turn around. He's going to be quick.
So Pedroia gets out there. The last few at-bats, I liked, you know, driving the ball the other way. I'm sure he's still yapping. He was excited after the game. I know they lost, yeah. But just to get back out there, he went through a lot. He's your best second baseman. How often can you use him? How's he feeling?
He feels great. You know, obviously off day yesterday. He'll play today, most likely play tomorrow, Saturday, maybe off. So we're going to manage it that way, probably 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, depending on how he feels. It's all about workload with him, too. There's going to be games that, you know, he's 0-for-4, he didn't run that much, and there were 13 strikeouts, so he's just standing there. But there's going to be games that, well, hopefully he goes 5-for-5, yeah. And he's diving all the plays, making plays. Then the next day we have to be careful with it.
Time for the Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex. The question was submitted by Stephen Lutwin of East Hampton, Massachusetts. I don't think you want to answer this question. What did you think of Eduardo Nunez's pitching performance against the Diamondbacks? I would guess that you do not want him to pitch for the rest of the season. Would that be correct? You don't want that to happen again?
No, we don't want that to happen again. And you know, it's one of these, like, when it happens, it's like, whatever, we needed him. I went up to Eduardo. I say, Eddie, can you, whatever you want, whatever you want, Alex, can you pitch? He's like, okay, I'm ready. And he went out there. He got the first two outs, and on a 2-2 count to Avila, he wanted to throw a slider. Blake called a fastball up and away, and Avila went the other way. And it was funny because in the dugout, he's talking about pitch sequence. You know, I'm like, just go ahead and hit, brother. You know, don't
worry about it. Get us through
the inning. Yeah.
We want to get out of here.
Yeah, but it was a tough one. But at least we were able, you know, to get 3 outs that day, save the bullpen, and we were able to use the other guys the next 2 days.
Is it one of those things when, like, you know, most actors want to be directors, directors want to be actors? Do all these guys, if they find an opportunity like this, because you're really not held accountable for being terrible at it? Wouldn't you want to be, hey, let me go out there and throw some?
I warmed up once in 2008. We were in Baltimore, and that's when they had Vladdy and Aubrey Hoff and all those guys. And we were losing by, what, 8, I want to say. So Tito sends me to the bullpen. I'm like, yeah, I'm pitching. So I'm warming up. I did it the right way. I go to the bullpen, getting ready. If I'm going in, I'm coming out of the bullpen. So all of a sudden, David hits a 3-run homer. And instead of being down 8, we're down 5, and with those teams, down 5 was like a 1-run game, and Tito's like, no, he's not coming in. So he left me out there. Yeah. I was that close from pitching.
There's your Cumberland Farms question of the week. It's brought to you, of course, by Cumberland Farms. Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Submit your question to for us to ask Alex Cora. We talk to him every Wednesday. Hopefully by next Wednesday, there'll be a few more wins. It was a
I hope so, because I'm starting to lose it already. 12 games in, I don't think he gave you many angry lose last year, but this year I need you to win. Can you just do that? Win some games
it's
tonight?
It's that easy. Let's start tonight.
Angry lose in the second week of the season.
Wow. Don't waste your bullets.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And that was a term of respect calling you, Skip. That's old school. He called you a flight attendant.
Okay. I actually used the word stewardess.
Stewardess, he did. Yeah. That's even more dangerous. All right, we'll
Thank
see
you guys.
Hopefully
right,
we'll
Alex.
Talk to you next week. It'll be more positive news.
We will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.